It's time to relax, and you know what that means. A glass of wine, your favorite easy chair, and of course...
Rock for Rookies.
Playing on your home stereo. So go on and indulge yourself. That's right. Kick off your shoes, put your feet up, lean back and just enjoy the melodies. After all, music soothes even the savage beast.
Curious, the opening song of the show, Ladies and Gentlemen, Part 1, is by a fantastic band called the Presidents of the United States of America. Welcome back to another Rocktastic week here on Rock for Rookies. I am Maximum Mike, and I have to tell you, no matter what you're doing this week, studying for finals, kicking back to enjoy your spring break, or even flying off to exotic-like places to see family or just chill, this week's show is going to be right up your alley. A song for everybody. Let's kick this week off with the American alternative rock duo, The White Stripes. I love the opening to this song.
You're gonna be
Now that's how you start off the week, the White Stripes, weird and powerful. Songs filled with the themes of innocence, and yet the music itself suggests otherwise. The band has two members in it, siblings Jack and Meg White. This is one of my more used terminologies, but man are they artsy-fartsy. But again, in a good way. I wish I could just make you like a White Stripes mix, because it's just such good stuff. But now we have our license to ill. Here's the Beastie Boys. Kick it!
Classes up.
started off the block with the now rap group The Beastie Boys. They've come a long way since the early 80s when they were a lot harder. After that, we heard The Knack, best known for their 1979 hit My Sharona, which is the song that we just heard. Now, there are two solos in My Sharona, one at about a minute 20 and one at about 2 minutes and 30 seconds in. The second solo is mind-blowing. Go back and listen to it. Apparently, they got some notice in the last couple of years when the song My Sharona showed up on George Bush's iPod list back in 2005. After that, we heard from the newbies Quiet Drive, a really good pop-punk band. Oddly enough, they're also classified as emo. Emo is a genre of punk music which has had three waves. Each wave has had a different defining quality, so I would definitely recommend Wikipedia-ing emo and trying to make some sense out of the mess that it has become. I think pop-punk is just fine for that group, though. Let's keep it going. A little dance number for you. Well, I dance to it, and the neighbors hate it when I do, but here's Skyrockers, The Suicide Machines, with New Girl.
California, California, here we come. California, California, here we come. California.
Tell me exactly what am I supposed to do, now that I have allowed you to beat me? Do you think that we could play another game? Maybe I could win this time. I kind of like the misery you put me through. Darling, you can't trust me.
Disturbed, don't you? I played them on the first show, Get Down With The Sickness. Well, this was their song, The Game. Disturbed are known for their powerful lyrics and, of course, powerful vocals of David Draymond's, the frontman singer's powerful vocals. I think it sounds something like this. I'm gonna do that again. Awesome. Before Disturbed, we heard Phantom Planet with their hit California, which most of you know as the theme song to the TV show The O.C. Apparently, they are weird enough to have received the label Indie Rockers and Alternative Rockers. Nice.
Say I'm pretty fly for a white guy. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
You know it's kind of hard just to get along today. Our subject isn't cool, but he fakes it anyway. He may not have a clue and he may not have style, but everything he lacks, well, he makes up in denial. So don't deep.
Naked.
I thought now would be a good time to take a break from the silliness. That was Electric Six with Naked Pictures of Your Mother! And I'm not at all sure what that song is about. I just know that I love it. Before that, we heard The Offspring and their mainstream-entering hit Pre-Fly for a White Guy, which is mostly about fans trying to be of other denominations instead of what they actually are. Now, this song coming up is one of the most amazing songs I have ever heard. And Johnny, you can't deny it, it's awesome. We're about to hear the only punk rock ballad that exists. Or at least the only one I've ever heard of. It's called Jesus of Suburbia. It comes in five parts or movements. Part one is called Jesus of Suburbia. Part two, which starts at a minute 50, is City of the Damned. Part three is I Don't Care, starting at about 3 minutes 40 seconds. Part 4 is called Dearly Beloved, at about 5 minutes and 25 seconds. And Part 5, Tales of Another Broken Home, ends off the song at about 6 minutes and 30 seconds. With all that out of the way, enjoy the Green Day masterpiece that is Jesus of Suburbia.
I'm the son of Rachel Love, the Jesus of Suburbia, the Bible of love. Supposed to be in love.
feel any shame, I won't apologize. When there ain't nowhere you can go, running away from pain when you've been victimized. Tales from another broken.
That was Jesus of Suburbia. That epic song chronicles the life of a so-called Jesus of Suburbia, the fictional protagonist of the American Idiot album. That song is so amazing, and it's a ballad with staying power. And I know for sure it'll hold you at least until part two. See ya! If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening. Welcome back to part two of Rock for Rookies. I'm Maximum Mike, and, you know, I spent one morning this week watching AC/DC in concert on YouTube. Now, I think the members of this band are like 50, but oh my god, can they rock. They played songs like Thunderstruck and Dirty Deeds like it was nobody's business. But I'm not playing those songs right now. I'm playing this one.
I hit the sand, I've been too long, I'm glad.
Oh my god, I love AC/DC. Back in Black is the name of that song and the 1980s album that it came off of. The album was AC/DC's first with singer Brian Johnson, who replaced the deceased Bon Scott after he died of alcohol poisoning. AC/DC are known for their simple but powerful riffs and chords, and of course, Angus Young's schoolboy costume, which Jack Black used in the movie School of Rock. Good way to start off part two. Here's a good way to continue it.
People sleeping in their shoes. There's a war inside. sold myself shut. My weakness is that I can't do much, and my scars remind me that the past is real. I tear my heart open just to fail. Drunk and I'm feeling down, and I just wanna be alone. I'm pissed 'cause you came around. Why don't you just go home? 'Cause I channeled all your pain, and I can't help you fix yourself. You're making me insane. All I can say is I tear my heart open, I sew myself shut, and my weakness is that I care too much, and the scars remind us that the past is real. I tear my heart open just to fail. I tried to help you once against my own advice. I saw you going down, but you never realized that you're drowning in the water. So I offered you my hand. Compassion's in my nature. Tonight is our last stand. I tear my heart open, I sew myself shut, and my weakness is that I care too much, and our scars remind us that the past is real. I tear my heart open just to fail. I'm drunk and I'm feeling down, and I just wanna be alone. You shouldn't ever come around. Why don't you just go home? 'Cause you're drowning in the water, and I tried to grab your hand. I left my heart open, but you didn't understand.
But you didn't understand.
Fix yourself, but at least I could say I tried. I'm sorry, but I gotta move on with my own life. I can't help you fix yourself, but at least I could say I tried. I'm sorry, but I gotta move on with my own life.
I tear my heart open, I sew myself shut, and my weakness is that I care too much, and our scars remind us that the past is real. I tear my heart open just to fail. I tear my heart open, I sew myself shut, and my weakness is that I care too much, and our scars remind us that the past is real.
I believe in a thing called love. Just as I remember. looking now. When I look until the sun goes down, I believe in the God
Darkness with I Believe in a Thing Called Love. Okay, two simple things to know about the Darkness. They rock, and they can totally rock. Their shredding is beautiful. I once saw them in a concert where Justin Hawkins, the lead singer and guitarist, pulled a fan out of the crowd, got on his shoulders, and then just shredded a solo as the fan walked him around the entire stadium. Outstanding. Before that was Papa Roach with Scars off their third album, Getting Away with Murder. And I want you to listen to that song again at about 2 minutes and 20 seconds in, when the music just drops away and he hits that scream. Hell yeah, I love that. And it's what I call it, dropaways. When they hit that, you know, when the music just falls away and all you get is the powerful vocals of the singer. Now, we started off the block with Neil Young and his rock classic, Keep Rockin' in the Free World, from their 89 album, Freedom. I really like where that song came from. According to Neil Young's biography, Shaky, while on tour in the late 80s, Young and Frank Pancho San Pedro, their guitarist, were looking at photos in a newspaper of the Ayatollah Khomeini's body being carried to his grave. Now, these images showed mourners burning the American flags in the street, which incited fear in Pancho. So Pancho commented, "Whatever we do, we shouldn't go near the Middle East, man. It's probably better we just keep rocking in the free world." And the rest is history.
We are. say it, don't take away the pain that I feel inside. I'm tired of all the lies, don't nobody know why. It's the blind leading the blind. Guess that's the way that the story goes. Will it ever make sense? Somebody's gotta know. There's gotta be more to life than this. There's gotta be more to everything I thought exists.
We'll be right back.
That was Stained with their hit song It's Been a While, which has two of the best lines in rock music. The line where he effed things up, and the one where he, you know, the way you taste line. Both so powerful and made so amazing by Aaron Lewis's super bass power voice. Before that, we heard P.O.D. with Youth of a Nation. Now, this next song is actually my theme song, written for me by the band Franz Ferdinand. Okay, it wasn't written for me, but it's still a great song, and my theme song. Here's Michael. Dance for. So true. Okay, last song before we get to this week's salute, which I'm happy to announce this week's guest star, Johnny. That's right, Johnny of our Rock for Rookies column. Alright, last song for the show before the salute. Earlier we played The Game by Disturbed, and we got a taste of David Draiman's killer vocals. Here you go. So, there are others with awesome vocals. Power vocals like James Hetfield.
Oh yeah!
But after that, I want you to compare them to John Davis of Korn, who you remember from the first show has vocals like this.
Are you ready?
Now, I'm about to play my favorite Korn song called Freak on a Leash, which most people's actually, it's mostly their favorite songs, because it was their huge hit back in the late 90s. Now, at 2 minutes and 33 seconds in, John's gonna rip out about half a minute of his patented grunting. Oh yeah, enjoy.
Takes a part of me, something lost and never seen. Every time I start to believe, something's raped and taken from me, from me. Life's gotta always be messing with me. Can't it chill and let me be free? Can't I take away pain? I try to every night, all in vain, in vain. Sometimes I cannot take this place. Sometimes it's my life I can't taste. Sometimes I cannot feel my face. You'll never see me far from grace.
Now it's time for the salute, so I'm going to hand the microphone over to my veteran rocker, Johnny.
Hi there, everyone. This is Johnny. You might remember me from such rock columns as The Rocking Chair and Well, I guess that's the only rock column you might remember me from. I'm here today to bring you a tribute to one of my all-time favorite bands, the hopefully immortal, I don't know how much people remember them at this time, definitely bands remember them, but this is a tribute for Faith No More. Rock band out of California from the late 1980s, mid to late 1990s, although their last album came out in 96, they broke up around 98, and we're going to bring you some music from them. Just to get you started, they had a bunch of lead singers, including Courtney Love, before they had a singer named Chuck Mosley, who nobody liked, alienated himself from the band with his drinking and somewhat violent tendencies, so they bounced him and they hired a guy named Mike Patton, who you might have heard from a band called Mr. Bungle. So let's get you started, a little bit of Faith No More, off of their second album, Album of the Year. Here is From Out of Nowhere. That song ushered in the Mike Patton era and provided the band with a supremely talented vocalist who was able to bring them forward both creatively and musically. As you could hear, he's very talented and has the ability to switch his voice from character to character. In other words, he can be a metal screamer, he can be a televangelist, he can be a late-night talk show host. As you're going to hear from the next song, which not only provides his voice the milieu for its craziness, but also shows the band at its possible funkiness. You can see exactly just how skilled he is and just how skilled the band was. This is from the album from 1992 called Angel Dust, which was very popular, despite the fact that it was a very difficult listen with many themes that were either strange or offensive. There's a shout-out to RV culture and white trash in the song RV, and a song about caffeine, a song about crack Hitler, even. So the first track off of the album, Land of Sunshine. You see, that was an incredibly strange song, and no, I don't have any idea what it means, but the important thing is not exactly what Mike is saying, but how he's saying it, and how the band has matched themselves to fit with that. The music is very bouncy. You can hear a very strong heavy metal riffing going on with a popping, almost slap funk bass, which is essentially the definition of what they call funk metal. Although the band themselves always hated that term. They hated being pigeonholed into something when they were trying to make themselves be something bigger than that, be something more important than that. And to match that funky, bassy, heavy metal sound, you have Mike howling over all of it, like something like a late-night talk show host on crystal meth. So the last song that we're going to play is a little more straightforward, a song called King for a Day, and it's a little bit more of that heavy metal sound, but again, with a very strong bass line that shows you that there's more to the band than just really trying to, I don't want to say rock out, because obviously they're rocking out, but they're really trying to make a statement of that the music can be about more than just a hard riff and a three-minute song. It doesn't have to necessarily be groundbreaking, but it can be more than what people were used to before they came onto the scene. And a lot of bands have very much to thank Faith No More for this, this style of music. Even bands like Korn, who used that super funky bass line by Fieldy. Thank you. Michael's in the background here talking to me. And with their very strong heavy metal guitar work, and a lot of that comes from Faith No More. So, to round out my tribute to one of my favorite bands, off the album King for a Day, Fool for a Lifetime, here is King for a Day.
Thank you.
Top hole, absolute fantastic salute. But before we go, and it's always very important when we're doing a salute, I need to know why you think this band deserves a Rock for Rookies salute.
Before I get into that, I'd like to ask you a question. Did you just say top hole?
Well, of course, you know, top hole, pip pip, what, and all that.
Okay. Well, anyway, I like Faith No More because their ability to marry heavy metal ideas with a very strong melodic background and very big funk and all that stuff. And on top of that, to have Mike Patton, who's the most incredible singer, the ability to obviously have a multi-octave range and also play all those different characters that we saw him do, the snotty punk, we saw him do the televangelist, we saw him do the straightforward rocker. So all those ideas together, which influenced so many people after them, I think makes them the incredible band that they were.
And this was an absolutely incredible salute. So, because you chose such a fantastic band, we're going to give you the great honor of ending this salute.
Faith No More.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank Johnny for an absolute wonderful salute to Faith No More. And I want to thank everyone for listening in. I'm Maximum Mike. You've been listening to Rock for Rookies. See you next week.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed the show. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to go. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. That's all the songs we know. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. So let go. Let's go!